Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Return from the treacherous backwoods of Brazil, return to Rio, expecting Sir Giles Davenport to have a fresh lead to help us in our search for the death ray. But Angelo, his servant, suspected the worst from the moment we found Sir Giles missing from his Copacabana apartment. Time passed without any sign of the old boy. Then a mysterious phone call informed us that a certain Galveo could lead us to him. Angelo followed this up, and so we decided to pay the fellow a call. After dark, we approached his shack in a rather unsavory section of the lovely city. Angelo waited outside while I searched the empty shack. We were surprised at the same instant. Galvea had a gun at my ribs. Angelo was grappling with someone outside.
You have disposed of him, Miguel?
He crumples to the ground.
Excellent. Indeed, Senor Carson. As I was foreseeing enough to predict at our last brief meeting, we come together again under different circumstances. For once, the resourceful Angelo is obliged to fail you.
Must be quite a man you have out there.
Miguel is more than competent with his fists, you know. But our presence here was not expected by you,
Obviously not, old chap.
It was indeed fortunate that your Angelo should have such widespread inquiries for one of my name. I have widespread associations. I was warned.
Oh, well, best laid plans, all that sort of thing. But do go easy on the ribs, old chap. That gun's gnawing him, rather.
I wish to impress upon you, Senor Carson, that this is an occasion when you will not escape. Some time ago, I took you to a certain place for questioning by some associates of mine. You escaped, though in what manner I am not entirely certain.
Oh, padlock collapsed, you know.
But it was encouraged to collapse by means of an explosive.
That effect, eh?
You know this very well.
Gun, old chap.
You did employ some explosive,
Well, so.
It would be foolhardy to deny that, Senor. The report of the explosion was heard and the padlock was shattered. But where did you procure the explosive?
Senor, old chap.
Where? Perhaps from one of these strange and colorful pipes that you carry at all times upon your person.
Extraordinary notion.
Nevertheless, Senor, it has come to our ears that these pipes of yours are indeed objects which must not be permitted to remain upon your person. Miguel, the other one. He still does not show any sign of life?
He lies like a dead one, Galveo.
It is well. I am bringing Senor Carson outside in order that there we may relieve him of his pipes. You will walk, Carson.
Through the window?
See. And make no false move. You are valuable to our purposes alive, but it will not be considered a tragedy if you are dead. He stirs, Miguel. You have relieved him of his weapons?
This a knife, Galileo.
Yes, he is coming to life again. We will keep a sharp watch upon him. In the meantime, we will relieve Senor Carson of his pipes. Hand them to us, Senor. And do not play false. You heard my warning.
I would hate to part with pipes, you know. Favorite hobby of mine, collecting them.
We have heard much of your strange hobbies, Senor Carson. These pipes, ancient weapons, the watching of birds, and other things. But hasten to hand them to me.
Oh, well, expect I must. Here's first.
Most interesting. What harm can this perform?
Lovely Swiss job like that, perform harm? Merely plays melody, musical box underneath. Starts like
I will discover that for myself. Here, Miguel, you will hold on to it.
Si, Galveo.
Unusual, is it not?
Indeed, indeed.
Even in this half-darkness, Senor Carson, these objects are of great attractiveness. Now, what is this one?
A Bavarian. Quite harmless, you know.
But that we shall discover. And this?
Afghan origin.
Perhaps this is the one with the spring arrow concealed in the stem.
Who knows?
I will keep this one myself, Miguel.
Si.
You have more, Senor?
This last one. Call it Gothic pipe. English origin.
And for what purpose is this one used?
Oh, occasional smoke, old chap. Like the rest. However, that completes quota.
Watch him, Miguel.
His eyes are flicker, Galileo.
Then we will escort him to the elegant vehicle in which he drove Senor Carson to this neighborhood. By walking him, we will clear his head. We want him sufficiently recovered to drive us to a certain destination. Come.
Not such a very unusual type, this Galvaire, for all his threats. Arrogant in triumph, perhaps, but we'd seen him cringe when things were not going his way. Though now they were. He prodded me along towards where we'd parked Sir Giles Rolls, and his hulking companion Miguel half-carried the faithful Angelo. That crafty rogue was groaning and wailing very lustily. Clear signal to me that he was not nearly as weak as he made out. That's why I knew I could depend on him when I gave the signal. Though it was a ticklish sort of thing to try.
We have arrived. And what a fine vehicle we have for our purposes.
And these mysterious purposes, old chap?
You will discover in due course, senor. Listen to the weakness of him.
Got quite a battering, it seems.
Then he had better hasten to get his clearness back into his head and his strength into his limbs. It is my wish that he should drive this motor car.
Where to, might I ask?
To that certain destination.
And will we be meeting Sir Giles Davenport then?
I imagine so, senor. Though to date he has been what you might call stubborn.
Not mishandling the old boy, Trust.
Senor Carson, you are as aware as any of us that the stakes in this game are of the highest. The comfort of an aging man is of no consequence.
He'll go against you, Galvaire, if he's mishandled.
It will indeed.
So he is alive after all. It appeared to me that he was a little too eager with his groans and his protests.
Come one hair of the head of His Excellency, my grinning insect, and you will be torn apart.
Brave words, brave Angelo. But you will follow my orders. At once we will enter the car. Miguel?
Si.
Though we desire that this victim of yours should remain alive, do not hesitate to use your gun if he makes the slightest false move. Now.
One moment, Galvaire. How long would you say it is since you and your Miguel so conveniently placed my pipes in your pockets?
Why do you ask this?
Oh, because, old chap, when handing him over, I set time for 5 minutes.
Set time?
Small explosive charge, you know? Acid eats through fine wire.
Help me!
I know. It is every moment of 5 minutes. Quick, out of your pockets with these pipes. Throw them.
So is right. Up and at him, Angelo.
Goodbye.
Too late, Galvaire. Best to try another. Having some trouble, Angelo?
Senor. I am no match for this one.
Let's see if Galvaire's gun will calm me down. Enough, Miguel. Sensible fellow. Balance of power swung back our way.
The good spirits are with us tonight.
So it seems.
But the pipes, they are about to explode.
Senor, have mercy upon me.
Hand the pipes to me, quick. You, Angelo, get the other one out of Galvaire's pocket. Best I render them harmless.
At once, Senor.
Can't have Galvaire meeting a sticky end at this stage. Need him to lead us on to Sir Giles.
Here, Senor Carson, the three.
And
the
four from Galvaire's pocket.
And hold this gun, Angelo. Keep our Miguel covered.
Indeed.
Now, let's see. That's one, two, three. A lot. Safe as baby's rattle.
Oh, for a moment, my teeth are like a rattle, senor.
They are pipes of devil.
Oh, now, tut, tut, tut. No way to speak of fellow's best friends. However, Miguel, seems we'll be leaving you behind.
It would not be wise to turn him loose, senor.
Perish thought. He'll be roped to the bed back at the shack. Uncomfortable, perhaps, but we've already been reminded that stakes are high in this game. So get to it, Angelo. Then we'll bring this other fellow back to the land of the living, pile aboard the rolls, and off to Sir Giles. Good thing that neither Galvaire nor Miguel suspected I was claiming more for pipes than they could do. Fortunate notion. I did nothing to deny it as Galvaire came to again and gave us the directions to the lonely neighborhood where Sir Giles was being held. Another ancient watch house. We left the car and proceeded on foot. Galvaire had a pipe shoved into his pocket, and I let him believe that it had been set for 10 minutes. It kept him moving.
Now stop, Sinos.
What now?
We are almost upon it.
Senor Carson, you will observe in the faintness of the moon the shape of the ancient watch house?
Sir.
I have not played you false, Sinos.
You're certain Sir Giles is here?
Indeed, indeed.
And alone?
I have explained, Senor Carson. The arrangement was for me to meet the others with you. And then you would be escorted here and together put under questioning.
And you still insist you don't know who you're working for?
Well, the principals remain far in the background, Senor.
He lies, Senor Carson.
Gentlemen, the time is quick to pass. In my pocket.
The pipe will remain there until we have found His Excellency to be safe and rescued him.
That is him.
His Excellency is in pain, Senor Carson.
Right, let's get over to him. Carson, Sir Giles. Can't shift the padlock on this iron grill. How are you?
Apart from being chained to this wall and somewhat weary in this abominable place, not so badly, old man.
Excellency, they have not been subjecting you to wrong handling.
A trifle ungentle.
For this insect, Galveo, you
will. No time for that now, Angelo. Must get to Giles free.
But the huge padlock.
Yes. Not much chance of budging it.
But one of these exploding pipes, perhaps.
No good for this purpose.
Carson, listen to me.
Go ahead, sir.
It seems you're going to have trouble getting me out. So it's best you know this. The information I promised you...
Yes?
One of your scientists is here in Rio. A consulting engineer, Scott.
Scott? One of the scientists?
Yes, the information's beyond question, old man. Find a Scottish consulting engineer and you'll have your second scientist.
Right. But we must get you out. And there, Galveo must play us true once again. We want the keys to this place. Where can we get them?
Senor, please,
Senor. In less than a minute, that pipe in your pocket may explode. About time you opened up. Where are the keys? Who's behind all this? Come along.
Senor.
Speak. The person behind this is perhaps someone...
Yes.
Someone well known to you. It is...
Senor.
What?
In his chest.
Narrow. I've got him before he falls.
Whoever it was, Senor.
I know, making a swift getaway. Galveo.
Senor, he does not answer.
Doubt very much if he ever will. Makes it even more difficult now to rescue Sir Giles. It was an ugly arrow, of the type we'd seen on our jaunt into the backwoods. Calvert seemed to be breathing his last. A stout iron door separated us from Sir Giles. He'd given me a valuable clue, but even so I'd be lost without his help in Operation Death Ray.